people I didn't realize, which just snuck through, and that is Colombo.
He's out.
Who is he?
That's what I thought. Well, Martin Henry, exactly. He was out.
He's out again. Okay.
His election, apparently, they're having a cabinet crisis or some damn thing. Who did you talk to?
And this just came in from Henry again. I had sent it back because I understood that. And then it came back in, so I'll check it again. I'm sure it came in Friday.
Well, he told me Saturday that Colombo...
Yeah, it's dated the 7th, which is Friday.
Whatever it is, that Colombo is apparently they're having some sort of crisis.
Good. Okay.
And that they can't make the...
Actually, even if he comes... On the 20th, the 25th is when he wanted to do it. You could do the Dutch guy the same day.
Oh, yeah, yes.
It just doesn't make any difference.
Well, I can't give him a dinner.
No. Colombo, they do. Colombo, they're saying a dinner. 2-hour office meeting plus a stag dinner. The Dutch, you don't give a dinner. But if Colombo's not coming, then we don't have to worry about it.
I'll go with that thing. That is it. So I think it's screwed up.
Okay.
Another one you have to put down that I was going to mention to you is the Don Hughes. I don't know what the hell I can do on that except just to... I think it'd be easier just to go to make a big party and say a few words than it is to have a... dinner, what do you think? Because he'd been to dinners before, you know.
Have he and Betty been to a small family dinner tonight? Well? You're not interested in doing any of the joint chiefs, are you? There'd be a chance to do that if you wanted to. Medium-sized dinner of sort of just a family?
Well, actually, you don't have to have her. We just have him. And, maybe that's the best thing to do. Have him at the,
if you'd like to do health services here, Mr. President, they're all here. They're assembled in the Rosal Room now, so they had a meeting this morning immediately here after. They'll be going down to lunch with the Don Rosal.
That's just a handshake thing.
Just a handshake. All I just take individual photographs and a group photograph and take it downstairs to lunch.
Yeah, Don will be about 3-4 minutes. But I just hope that they can work out something to follow the schedule about what we can do with this.
Well, if you don't have to do Colombo, that'd probably be the night to
have, or that Monday night, have Bobby Brown, and so I'd be sure he's invited to that cabinet dinner. You're going to have one in black there. He should come, he's a good man. I want that fairly, fairly big, and I mean, not awfully big, but reasonably big on the staff side.
Yeah.
And the Army Corps, the Navy's sort of
one's on the end of dining room?
Yeah.
You're stuck for an awful late evening if you go
to the east. Yeah, I think it should just be dining room, Jim, but let's have something different from strings, maybe this time. I don't know what the hell you can get, though. I mean, we, every time we first, everything gets something that's good.
Now, there's one we thought about a while back. Oh, we found it. There's an awful good show that's been, he's been in Ford Theater twice. There's this guy, Max Morath, who does the, he does a combination one-man show of ragtime piano. He's the world's greatest ragtime piano player. He does the history of ragtime and stuff. And then he does Mr. Dooley. And he does a little characterization and recites some, the Mr. Dooley political commentary type stuff, you know. He's very, very good. We looked at him for a beaming at the White House type of thing. He'd have to be in combination with someone else at one point. But it's very upbeat because he, you know, all that maple rag, tiger rag, and things like that. But he's really for a stage thing, and he has a dining room thing, and he would do the piano stuff.
It doesn't mean it'll be shit. You know, 5% of it may be your family. They say it's absolutely nothing, Bob. You hate to tell them that, but it's...
Well, you read that Drucker article, didn't you? And I think that I think Irvin sent it to you, where he makes the point that...
That's right.
Let's suffer with the environment for now, with the problems, and try and build our technology, because that's where we're going to solve it, not with all these silly do-gooders. He makes a hell of a point. He says the problem with the environment isn't going to be handled by long-haired students emoting about it. It's going to be handled by crew-cut engineers and technicians who do something about it.
Very good. Well, I was going to say that you have this problem, and also you're going to have a problem.
You get somebody where you have to do Jerry Ford or something.